That's.
And the first was English from 1951, Hammamesh.
So that's where.
So the first Russian, 1949, first World War 51. But
we were talking about that, right?
Are you asking for technical help?
No, no, not technical.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's technical, but it's not.
That I can do. If you're asking for technical
help, yes, yes.
That's not going to work. Attendez.
We do that. What I want is to live
here. Vous voulez
yeah.
Être ici?
Yes.
No.
It's a problem of stability.
Watch the wire.
Yeah.
I see it.
There it goes.
Yes, it took it. No, but it's not so hard.
For vous, pardon.
No, it's a problem. Okay.
It's
okay for you?
Here.
It's a paper by Curzon and Albon in 1977, which had been the same calculation.
Oh, you don't hear about that.
It's called Finite Plan for the Same.
Yeah. Oh yeah, black holes.
So, if everybody will take their seats,
and that's just like hands.
I think it's time to open our second session. I will act as chair, and it's devoted to black holes. And the first speaker is we welcome back Sean Eisenstadt.
Yes, thank you once more for the invitation.
Okay, this more or less is what we are to do. Okay.
I can't see this head.
More or less. You see it? Eh?
No.
Okay. I will come here.
It's a problem.
I look. Tell me when it's okay. It's okay for you? No?
Don't worry
well,
about it.
Because I have notes on my...
It's all right.
It's fine.
No.
No, that actually.
Yes. It's okay. It's better like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the essential idea is that nobody wanted to see, you know, that the Schwarzschild horizon for us, nobody wanted to see that it was a singularity. And it's all about that. And, you know, when they came from, they understood that it was quite different. Okay, the early interpretation of the... Well, first, you know, Schwarzschild, you know, 1915-16, and he died just after written the two solutions, exterior and interior. This is Einstein to Schwarzschild. He was really glad to get that. I don't insist. Bon, what you call Schwarzschild solution is Drost solution, or coordinates. It's Schwarzschild solution in Drost. Drost was a pupil of, student of Lorentz, you know. And as you can see here,
right.
Yes. Sorry, let's stop that. Okay. Like that? No. Like that. As you see, it's something like a topological interpretation. It's not really. But they don't want, at the time, already, that, you know, the singularity here. Oh. Yes. One more. You know, this singularity exists. And so, what he did that. It's Big L, which is the center, big L equals zero, you know, and it's the same as R equal 2M, but 1, you know. And this is what is called Schwarzschild's method. And for example, the Donder we spoke about will try something about that. You can find it in the Donder, okay? But well, it's just another system of coordinates, and well, it's not really, it has not been so important. Bon, this is what you know. Bon, as you know, alpha is 2gm over rc square, and if m over r is very important, if the density is very important, and that's our problem, then the Schwarzschild singularity is not inside the radius. This is the problem. But what we are doing now is, bon, to see the Schwarzschild solution, supposing that the mass is in r equals zero, in order to look at all the solution. Is it clear for everyone? Okay? It's very classical what I say. Okay. Well, it comes from the web. I don't like it, but I have no time. You have, yeah? Yes. Yeah, this is r equals 2gm. And the singularity here is r equals 0. This is what we call the true singularity. And this one is our problem. If, you know, the radius, this, for example, is if the Schwarzschild radius is bigger than the radius of the star, then the Schwarzschild singularity, because this is the exterior solution, you know, the interior solution is something different, and we will. And so the problem is to say if it can be expressed, the Schwarzschild radius. This is the main problem. Okay. But well, it's very classical, it's just an introduction. Bon, this is Flamme, you know. Who spoke about Flamme Yoli? And so, well, I have not the PDF here, because, well, it's, I think it's in physical issue shift. Things like
it's
that.
Hard to find.
And 1916, and it's not sure that we have the PDF. And so I don't see that it's something, as you say, with two parts. You know, what you see and what we will see all the time, it's this, and this is a singularity. And as you see, the space-time stops. As everything, it will be like that. Yeah. Here too. One is Becquerel, the other is Flamme. But Becquerel is the same. It's French. And it's Jean Becquerel, and you know, his book is very near to Eddington, 1923, from Becquerel. But it's just the same. And now, the problem of the covariance of here is a line elements collection. There are more, you know. They like to do that. I really was through what I could find out concerning the Schwarzschild solution. There are 100, more than that, 200, 300 papers on that. Because it's a paradigm of general relativity at the time and even further on. And so it was interesting to see how they deal with that in order to see how they could work on general relativity. It's a good example of that. Okay? It's a good example. And so, bon, we will see that some, bon, this is, yes, Schwarzschild solution, I didn't tell you. The first one with a big R. It's, he did that because at the time he had not the definite equation of Einstein. It's an equation just 1 week or two before, and it's with a determinant equal one. That's the reason why it took standard, what I call standard polar coordinates. The determinant is one. It's very bizarre. I can't understand really. I think we have to look once more there because, you know, it's very special. But well, he did it, it works, but it comes like that. Drost is one of the first, and for a long time, the only one, to see something. Look at it. To what formula? This formula you saw, all the same. We give the preference. Schwarzschild, 2-3, and so on. Matter of personal convenience, well, it is quite clear. But we must remember that the air coordinate doesn't represent the measured interval. This is good, you know, for the time. We have three, provided all points may be reached. It's not that bad, you know, for the time. Okay, it's why I insist on Drost. It was one of the best for years. Bon, after that it will be luxurious. We will see. It. Okay? And, Weil, it's more interesting in my view, as far as I have just well-read Flam, Weil, you know, he has two domains, you know, and this is bon, but it is topic, isotropic coordinates, and I don't see if that's some physical interest, but he has two domains, one to the exterior, one to the interior, and well, you know, with Einstein-Rosen, for example, it could be some, it has to be seen more precisely, maybe. I have no idea. You know? This, the cosmic time and proper time are in opposition. You know? It's, but it's nothing more. You know? It's by 1917, yeah. Once more. Yeah. Okay. It's that, okay. Well. Next. Einstein is at the Collège de France. And it was an important time. It's not because it's France, you know. And it was there. No.
Yeah. Are you sure?
It's not the only one.
No. Really. You will see. The Schwarzschild singularity will be at stake, you know. It's why. But well, we have photos too. Einstein is there. And you have Langevin. Many. And some physicists, many mathematicians. And Adamar. Why Adamar? A mathematician, a very good mathematician. And the problem of the Schwarzschild singularity was at stake. And he looked at the singularity and said, it's a catastrophe, see Einstein. It was the Adamar catastrophe, one of the many names of the Schwarzschild singularity. There are many names I remember more or less now. You know, up to the death, you know, the magic circle we received from Eddington, the death and things like that, you know, it was tragic, you know, and it could not appear. So this is the idea. Okay. And it was a discussion too with Panvet concerning the coordinates. Important because Einstein was very clear in that his reply to Panvet. You know, Panvet found that, you know, and, well, anyway, you have already a singularity, because they don't know what is a singularity, it's no definition. And so, this is a singularity, and if it's 1 over 1 minus alpha over r, it's another type of singularity for them. We don't know, you know, when it's 0, it's a singularity. Don't have an interpretation from now. You know, we are in 1922 or 21, I don't remember, okay? And they don't know anything about that, you know? And it's singular. It's a mathematical singularity. That's it. We will see afterwards. Well, it's pure imagination to claim that such consequences can be. You know, it's not invariant. The results for Panvet are not invariant. That's the point, you know? And Einstein will reply very well. When in this square of the you don't obtain a new solution, you know of that. Huh? You must keep in mind that coordinates do not have any physical signification. And there I have to, they do not represent the result of the measurement. And this was very difficult to be understood by the people, by Panvet, who was much of a Newtonian, you know. But he was not alone in that. it was very difficult to think that coordinates have no physical meaning. It was impossible, you know. And very often we will see that the time t, because the time, not there, but well, it's the same in some way, but the time t in the Schwarzschild solution is the t of an observer at infinity. It's a Minkowskian time. And air is the same. It's a neo-Newtonian interpretation. It's what I told you already. It's like that. Well, let's go to the next. Ah, Gullstrand. Why Gullstrand? Because he didn't as well. It's a Swedish. And he was making a report for the Nobel Prize, you know. And he didn't understand, but he was not alone in that. Covariance. And, well, I have no time to go, but, well, that's one of the reasons I'm quite sure that Einstein didn't get the Nobel Prize for relativity, you know. He didn't understand, okay? But he was not. Nobody understood. Einstein didn't understand. Didn't understand. We will see that. Bon, Eddington. Very often you say, wow, Eddington, he understood better than... Bon, it's not that clear. It's not that clear.
It's not clear at all.
No, no, no. You know, he is confused. Bon. This is interesting. It's a solution, you know, with a cosmological constant. I think that Weyl did it before. But in any case, you know, you have the sitter, more or less, or some cosmological space-time with a particle inside, you know, and you can work on that. And so you can... Bon, there is a magic circuit. What is a magic circuit? You know, always the same, the Schwarzschild singularity. Where, no measurement, a particle of matter is filling up the interior, you know, a magic circuit. It's another way to see it. Impassable barrier. Bon, this is very important. It's impassable. Why? We will see that in details because we will see many solutions of the geodesics, you know. Because, well, I thought that it was interesting to look at the geodesics because I have in mind the geodesic mais c'est le mot français même qui me manque. How to define a singularity with a geodesic?
Incompleteness.
That's it. I have that in mind. And I thought it was a good idea to see how they worked out the trajectories. And it was really interesting. Maybe it's the most interesting part. Bon, Eddington. You know. It is impossible to know whether to blame the world searcher or the inappropriateness of the coordinate system. But he didn't say that concerning his line element. So, wow, he has... Bon, this line element is due to Gullstrand, you know. They are always... Eddington never claimed that M surface was regular.
Where did Gullstrand do that?
What?
Where did Gullstrand do that? That wasn't in that...
In Gullstrand, well, I can give you,
okay.
But now, you know, there are so many. 19... No, no.
Okay.
Trajectories. Really the most important one of the... Bon, in Drosthesis you have everything. He is not the only one to do that. With Weierstrasse functions and so on, you have all is solved, you know, and well done. From time to time, it's a problem, but very genial. It's Drost, De Gens, and Agiara, and more, you know, but almost. So, okay, you know that. Drost and the radial fault, this is, of course, an important. You know, look at it. Doesn't get, as far as I remember, the equation with the proper time, you know, because the equation of proper time of the fall in the Schwarzschild field is the same of the Newtonian one, everything, you know, with air and S, you know. But well, you know, and so he has, yeah, this, and so it's okay. It's a singularity, because he defined the physical distance like that, you know. And he goes on, and you will not consider the space alpha is 2m g over c square, of course. Particle with never reaches first, because the time is infinite, and so on. It's what you know. Okay, but he is not. You will see something more interesting. But it might be said that the material point doesn't reach the center. The result is, for once, different from Newton. This is the idea. And so he smells that it's something there. But what? You know? To what an extent the movement is different near the center. Okay? So it's something, you know. Bon. Ah, de Jans. This, I think he was too a student of, I don't know if it's de Donder or what. He wrote a thesis, but three very thick books. Yes, for this thesis. And well, he gets everything. But, you know, R minus 2m could not be negative. Okay. But what is important, I will see if. No. Yes. De Jans. Bon, but what is interesting is that when you look to his equations, you know, when you look, you, not he, you see that he's going in. Because he is defining with phi, phi, you know. And with phi, you get it. No problem. In the same way, when you take as a parameter the proper time, you go in. And you can see from the equations he wrote that he's going in. He don't see it. He don't see it. It's an impassable barrier. Okay? It's clear. And he's not the only one, you wish. And so he cannot appear. And look at, you know, trajectory. Of course, here you have, okay. He's not the only one to do that. Lauer, in his book, 1921, will do the same. Hilbert and Lauer. Look at it. It's no singularity. But, look at it. These are light rays. It's well done. But it doesn't. Wheeler and Misner did the same, you know. But they go in too. He doesn't. And, but De Jans, nobody, but also, we will come to that, a very not unknown astrophysician, a German astrophysician, Rabe, will take the radial case. We will see that. Okay, the free fall, okay? And so, it's exactly the same equation. Ah, so I didn't have nothing on Rab, but Rab is doing correctly with S, the proper time. He has the, bon, and he sees that it goes because it's gradual, it's going to zero in a finite time. I'm not sure that he says that, but it goes to zero. But it's not possible. And so he will take the time at infinity with 1 minus 2m over r in order not to come up to that. Everyone did the same. Okay? It's a doxa. It's really everyone. But Le Maître, you know. That's why I insist on Le Maître, because we'll see why. Jumping condition. This is also really important, but well. What is regular, you know? The problem, he wants a reversible one-to-one transformation. And so he will conserve the singularity. And Einstein will do differently. Before him, I'm not sure, did it, no, just after him. Okay. Such as, well, where was that? It exists some, there exists a coordinate system such that, you know. And so you have the choose of the coordinate system. You are not obliged to have a regular one. And this is the most important way to see the regularity up to the 60s. Okay. From time to time, Einstein had it. Well, now, you know, we have to see, we are seeing what is a doxa. And it's really important because everyone thought the same way. Everyone. Okay? It's like that. Well, but Lanczos. But Lanczos, well, he was just in, thinking of another coordinate system, and he put the point where equal m and not to m, you know, singular, in the same way as Fratchett. Where there were no singularity, appears a singularity. And so he says that the thing shows how little one can infer an actual singularity of the field from the singular behavior of the function G mu nu, since it may be possible to remove the latter by a coordinate system transformation. Okay? This is the first time where it flares something, but he is not going, and nobody will, or quasi nobody, I'm not sure of the way, will go further on. But Lemaître. Alors, for Lemaître, we have first, you know, this is complicated, I will explain. But we have to see, there are two times from the 30s, two ways of seeing what we call collapse, you know. From the interior or from the exterior. From the interior, for example, Lemaître, but also Singe, they see it's no problem, no singularity. Because Friedman, this is the idea of Lemaître, Friedman's solution has no singularity at R equal to M. Okay? Even if you cut it, you know, we will see that. And in 1934, it will be the same for Singe, but no relation with the Schwarzschild singularity up to now by Singe. But it's the way for Lemaître. And Lemaître will invent a new solution of Einstein's solution. It's there, but well, you forget it. It's it's a solution which is symmetrical, of course, spherically symmetrical, dust solution, you know. You know, you have P equals zero, the pressure is null. But the density is a function of rho and T. So that in the same, and this is the Bondi solution, you call it, but it's not Bondi. And it's that also, and it's Stallman. Okay, but well, we don't care, but the first one was Lemaître. What is interesting is that they have always a problem of, you know, of jumping conditions with the exterior and the interior. How, you know, to what to ask for the jumping condition. There you have no problem because in the same solution, the same coordinates, you have the Friedman solution and the Schwarzschild solution in the same system of coordinates. And so it's not anymore any problem. And it's what he is doing. Well, you, if you are interested, I send you my paper because it's technical without any interest in techniques. You know, what is interesting is what, where you want
the
it?
Paper, yeah.
Yes, I will. Okay. You tell me that everyone will get it. Okay, yes, because it's too complicated. The equation of the Friedman universe admits solution is that's the idea to come in. You know, goes to zero, the radius goes to zero. This contradicts, is right, you know, why it's different when you are inside the matter or in the vacuum.
Okay? So, Friedman space, you know, it's, I did that in order to understand better the true singularity. Afterwards, the Schwarzschild solution, you have the true singularity and the Schwarzschild singularity. Okay? And now, you know, you have what is. You can take the Friedman solution, which is a cosmological solution, but you cut it. It's bizarre. For me, it's really bizarre. You cut the universe, you know, why not? And you take it as a star, you know. It's bizarre. For a philosopher, it's bizarre. Bon, but, well, it works, you know, that's how physics works. And then you have no problem of jumping condition. It's the same system of coordinates. And when you look at, you have the singularity is 56. Okay. And this is the demonstration, you know, from Lanczos, but I don't think that is, maybe, I'm not sure. Okay. And now we have to come, I have time, who is in charge?
No.
Yes.
If you.
Yes, I. Okay. It's important. Tal, bon, what is important is Lemaître will come to the States. Haha, you are glad. And because he is working with Chaplet, he is working with Tolman, he is working, not working, but giving a seminar by Robertson. He's going to the East Coast. And, well, you know. And Tolman knows his solution from. And this is why you say from time to time that it's Tolman's solution, okay? It's not. Since I already spoke about, is in Pasadena in 1933, and Robertson knew of it. And something that you don't know about, you know, Schwarzschild gave lectures in 36, 37, and all of that was clear. Really, it's the best, you know, it's better than Oppenheimer, in my opinion. Because it's the same system of coordinates that Oppenheimer will use in his paper with Snyder. It's Tolman through, Lemaître through Tolman, okay? And that, the way of the collapse, okay? But, and so he sees that it's, he knows from Lemaître that it's not a singularity. He wrote it, you will see. But it cannot exist because, you know, it doesn't exist. There are not known objects with so small a size, etc. No object. That's the main point. Voilà, this is, you know, coordinates. And this is Robertson because his lectures was taken by Noonan. Noonan was an assistant, and it has been published in 68. It has not been published. And Robertson was discussing with Einstein, and we are looking to Einstein, and then I will stop. But I want to speak of Einstein because it's a scandal. Yes, it's a worst paper by Einstein. I'm not the only one to say that. Okay, so look at incoming particle and outgoing, okay? So it's already very interesting, already. And he's going up to zero, not Oppenheimer. Have a read. He's going up to zero in a finite proper time. He said, not Oppenheimer, but well. Okay? Bon, this is well known. Okay? Bon, let's come to Einstein. Alors, what do you do if you want to collapse, but you don't want it collapse? You don't take radial particles. You take circular particles. And as everyone knows, Einstein knew it, at 3m, it's the limit of the circular particle. That's it. In my opinion, it's nothing more. Nothing more in the paper. This is Bergman to me. It was in 86 in Lumini. I asked him. Robertson came to Einstein and told us that the Schwarzschild singularity might be not so bad. Okay. He used Finkelstein. I'm not sure of that. But well. It was important but puzzling. Okay.
Bon, the war afterwards, you know. And then everything, well, okay, you know that. But Singe, just two words. You know, Singe diagram, 1950. He quotes at Le Maître. He quotes at Robertson. He was in Toronto when Robertson gave the seminar. And well, I have a letter from Singe concerning that. He didn't remember when. It was really nice. And so you have, you know, the two. And well, I didn't make the calculations. I think that nobody had done it because it's so complicated. He's going through R equals zero as well. You think? Yes.
I've done the calculations.
You have done. Mm-hmm. And so is it some relation between the two, between Kruskal and Singe?
Not really. I mean, they're very different coordinates.
Very different in your opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't do that. But well, you know, because it's the same name, UV. So,
but yeah. Kruskal's paper refers to Singe.
This is Singe, and this is well known. It's Kruskal.
Kruskal's paper refers to Singe.
This is Kruskal's paper. Yeah. It's not Kruskal. I just read. You gave me. It's it's Wheeler.
Well,
I didn't know that, you know, and just gave me the book where it's written down. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But well, I think, you know that. Well, that's it. And after that, all what you know, you know.
Yeah, it does.
You know, this is Robertson. You know, we have seen it. It's in Wheeler.
Curse.
He knew that. And so it's all of a connection between all of this and now, you know, from Finkenstein, you know, it's a membrane. Membrane, how do you say that?
Membrane paradigm.
And so afterwards, you know better than I do. I think I will stop there. Thank you so much. You have some slides?
Yeah, I'll use my backup.
You are okay here?
No, I'll use my own. I'll connect mine.
You connect yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should work.
Do everything?
Yeah. Well, then I have my.